services from 14.4 per 100,000 to 17.3 per 100,000 of the population. Suicide rates are especially high among older veterans. According to the Department of Veteran Affairs, in 2016, about 58% of all veterans committed suicide were among veterans aged 55 years or older. Several other factors, in addition to distance, play a role in higher suicide rates among older veterans. Certain emotional precursors may precede suicide events, including feelings of loneliness, isolation, hopelessness, and depression.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
Okay, Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, for today's discussion with the presence of two dear experts, we want to talk about the concept of Islam and the rights of the men and women in the religion of Islam. Okay, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, let's start with you, brother. First of all, let's differentiate between two important concepts, that is the gender equality and gender equity inside the religion of Islam. Which one is supported by the religion of Islam, equality or equity?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, it depends on the definition that you give for equality and equity.
Okay.
The main issue is that we have two different definitions. One is Islamic definition, and the other thing is which is been provided by the Western media or the Western people. If we take the general meaning that they say like equality or equity, Islam emphasizes on the justice, equity,
yes,
fairness, and this is the main theme of the Islam. Even the rights of the women and men is based on the justice.
Yes.
And when we talk about the equality, we need to look at the Islam, that Islam is a religion which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent, and Allah has created us to become perfect. In order to become perfect, He has provided the equal rights for the man and woman.
Okay.
The main aim is to go towards the perfection, to become kamil.
That's right.
We refer to the insani kamil, the perfect human being, which are the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay.
In the perspective of becoming perfect, Islam has provided both things, the equal rights and the equity as well. And there is no difference between man and woman.
Mm-hmm.
The way a man can get to the perfection, the woman has also the same grounds, the equal grounds,
okay,
to reach to the perfection.
Yes.
But when we talk about the material world, mm-hmm, the worldview, where, for example, the man is earning, for example, annually $60,000,
mm-hmm,
the lady should earn the same thing. Maybe he's working this way, she should work that way, he's clothing this way, she, okay, should clothe that way. Now, this is something which has been created by the human beings and not the God.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with the religion, it has nothing to do with the rights of the man and woman.
Okay.
Because what we are making these rights through our own intellect, through our own thinking, and we have proved, the human beings, mm-hmm, have proved that they have made wrong rules, wrong things.
That's right.
Wrong ideas,
okay,
about the freedom, about the woman, about the man.
But you know, nowadays when we look, for example, at the rights of the women, especially the women which are after the rights, you know, in the world, well, we can say in the developed world, the case is that they are after equal things, you know. And we know that according to many definitions, this equality is that the conditions are the same, but the results might be unfair, okay? And this is exactly an opposite to the concept of equity, which is adala. That could be very much near to musawat, okay, something, the sameness. But equity or adala is non-similar conditions which gets to equal results, okay? At the end, is equal result. And the best example, if you search it, you know, the difference between equity and equality on the net is looking over the fence, okay? Over the fence where there are some given, we can say, some podiums or the benches to the people with different, you know, heights.
Yeah.
And is it at all true and equal to give all the people the same height, or no? To give the smaller child a higher height or higher bench to look over the fence, or just picking up the apples from the tree, you know, these are the good examples which are over there. And I think in the religion of Islam, based on the potentials of the women and the talents and the capabilities of the women's, you know, the concept of adala is very much emphasized, isn't it, Sheikh?
Yes, of course. You know, when it comes to the Islamic teachings and doctrines regarding men and women or their rights and rulings, we have to understand that Islamic rulings and ahkam is based on a kind of anthropological understanding of human being. It means that Islam is the religion which is completely in accordance with the nature of the mankind. Fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha. So Islam is the religion of fitra. Fitra here means the essence or the nature of human being. Now the question is that naturally and essentially men and women are different or the same. If they are different, so of course they deserve different kind of rights. If not, if they are exactly the same and similar, then of course there must be equality among men and women. So that's why when Islam tells us and teaches us that you men deserve these, for example, certain rights, and you women, your rights are different from men, it is because of this that the nature of men and women are different.
That's right.
It is based on that anthropological differences among men and women.
That's right.
And this is exactly justice.
Yes.
Fairness of God.
Yes.
We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just, which is the second main principle, mm-hmm, of Islam. So that's why we have day of judgment. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were not just if there was no day of judgment. So That is why I think Islamic teachings and doctrines, of course, is based on justice.
Yes.
And that justice is in accordance with the nature of the human being.
That's right.
So that's why we say that Islam is the most perfect religion.
Okay.
Because it is completely support and develop and improve mm-hmm. our natural kind of desires and our natural kind of pleasures.
That's right.
This is what we must understand. That's why when it comes to this kind of feministic movement in the West that they are seeking after equality
yes.
between men and women,
yes.
it seems that they are completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because they
you don't agree feminism?
Yeah, of course. Because
and we do not have Islamic feminism or something like
we
that.
We have Islamic feminism. Islam supports women.
Women, but no feminism.
But not in that feministic way yes. that the Westerners
but,
do.
But because when we say feminism, the Western values come to the mind, you know? It's you not know, the Islamic
of
one.
Of course, if feminism means to support, to help, to improve women, and of course, Islam support women.
Okay.
Islam defend and protect mm-hmm. women against all the problems and challenges
yes.
in their lives. But yeah, if we define feminism like those kind of certain and special kind of definitions that feministic movements
yes.
in the West they give to okay. the feminism, of course, we do not have feminism.
Okay.
But Islam is supporting both men and women
mm-hmm.
in its teachings and doctrines. And of course, these teachings and doctrines must be in accord with the nature of the human beings. Otherwise, it will not help. It will not do anything for the human beings.
For sure it's not, because the new movements and the new generations of the feminists all across the world are very much anti the nature of the human beings. They go to homosexuality and lesbianism or LGBT or something like that. They support the rights of the women, you know, marrying the other women and the two mother family base foundations in the religions, which is considered a deviation, you know, of course, according to Islam. So according to what you say, the rights of the women must be observed, but feminism in the Western world is not. Okay, Sayyid, what's your point on that?
Well, what we know is that the feminism which was started in early time was different from what we see in today's world. The meaning of feminism has been even changed in the Western society.
Mm-hmm.
First, they were raising their voice for the wages.
Yes.
They were not given equal rights. The retirement time, for example, for the man and woman were different, and all those things. Later, it has become something which is known as the freedom for the woman in all aspects. Even if they don't want to clothe anything, they want to become naked, they should be free in certain countries. I don't know, the feminism is been taken as something which is meant to be the means of lust for the people.
Uh-huh.
It has been changed to such a thing,
okay.
which is not the actual feminism even in the Western, we can say like, you know, the ideology, the main feminism
okay.
which was. And this is because when something has come against the religion,
uh-huh.
that is where the ideology or something that you want to gain, and you start fighting against the religion and not taking your rights from the worldly made rules. The main idea, the main problem is that whatever we see in the world, in this material world, is that the rules are made by the human beings. They are applied, for example, in capitalism, in socialism, in Europe, in America, in other parts of the countries. But when these people, they start their movement, it was initially against these things.
Yes.
And then these powers, they changed the face or the root of this protest or the,
mm-hmm.
We can say like the movement towards the religion.
That's right.
And they became against the religion. Religion is providing their rights to them.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing wrong with the religion providing the we can say the rights to the women, the equal basis to get to perfection and all those things. But the point is that these people do not understand it. And that's why these problems are occurring, the way you said, like the concept of two mothers.
Yes.
The concept of LGBT, I don't
yes.
know, the homosexuality
yes,
and
yes.
all those things. These are because they even don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Even the feminist does not know what they want and what they're after.
On
the other hand, when we look at the Islam, we see that the Islam is given the whole rights to the women. For example, we have a story from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam that a woman came to Imam and she said that I never married, I never had kids, husband or anyone. I just prayed to Allah. Allah gave me these extraordinary powers, for example, the karamat, generally
yes.
it is said. And then Imam replied to her and said that if this was the case, this was the criteria, then why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made Hazrat Fatima Sayyidatul Nisa al-Alameen, the master of all the women of the world, where she had kids, she had a husband, she lived in a house, and she became the master of all the ladies of the world.
That's right.
So this rank is given by on the basis of something else, which is something related to the spiritual life of the man, human being. If we look at the physical aspect of this life, then obviously we will always have these issues. No one can give rights to the women when they want what they want. Mm-hmm. And they will never reach to the rights which they want. Even if they are free to work, even if they are given the same paid, same wages, same age of retirement, I don't know, the same way of clothing, even or after that, they will feel that they have not reached to that perfection, because this is not about the physical body, it's something beyond that.
Just look at the cartoons on the feminist magazines. There is a man, we can't say, in the kitchen washing the dishes with the baby on the shoulders, and the woman is working out. And the feminists say, okay, this is what we are looking for after. This is, again, by the name of criticizing men's supremacy, you are establishing a kind of women's supremacy all across the world, I do want to say nothing is in its place. But in the religion of Islam, everything is in its place. The roles are classified, the talents...
After some time, you will have masculinism.
Masculinism, okay? sorry to say that, but some of the feminist looks, are looking how to make men pregnant. Is it at all possible, going and acting against the nature?
Yes.
This is really dangerous, And unfortunately, the deviated, we can say some of the deviated feminist values are getting into the Muslim lands too. Okay, put off your hijab, put off your covering. This is your right. Who said so? The Western world and the women in the Western world established feminism. Why? Because the women were changed into sex idols. In order to support their rights and not being sex idol, they said, we want have our own rights. What about Me Too movement? Just look at it, okay? What is the main claim of the Me Too movement? They were sexually raped, sexually assaulted, okay? Sexually abused, misused by the money, by the power, by the Hollywood, this and that. And now they established Me Too movement. Let's get back to the first place. If you covered your hijab, your chastity, your haya, nothing like this would happen. All these values have been in the text of the Quran, in the holy religion of Islam, more than 1400 years ago. Believe me, you have to go and check in the history which religion gives the value of the women. Just look at the text of the holy Quran, that, for example, the titles Rajul and Imra are repeated each 24 times. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the same share to the thousands of the women and men in the Holy Quran. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen and Sheikh Rouhani, for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you talking about the concept of equality, whether equity in the religion of Islam. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us to another episode. God bless you. Afi amanallah.
يكون هاشفعة أنا لها أنا لها
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a beautiful formula of solidarity of the Islamic Ummah as mentioned by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. This hadith has also been widely mentioned by both Sunni and Shiite Muslims and is famous as the Hadith Safina, or the statement of the Ark. The likeness of my Ahlul Bayt is that of the Ark of Prophet Noah. Whoever boards it will be safe, and whoever deserts it will be drowned.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
Colombia is known for its tourist attractions and is full of breathtaking natural sights such as beaches, mountains, deserts, and forests. The South American nation is also one of the few places that give tourists the chance to have an encounter with whales. Every year, from July to October, domestic and foreign tourists flock to Colombia's Pacific coast to catch a glimpse of humpback whales. The large animals reach the coast after traveling thousands of kilometers from Antarctica and southern Chile. But for visitors, there are strict rules to help preserve the area and the whales. Tourists are now being welcomed for whale watching after a two-year hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is also the time when humpback whales start their reproductive process.
Robots are slowly but surely becoming part of everyday life, taking on human roles in different areas. Now, fast food restaurants can make French fries faster and better as a robot called Flippy 2 takes over the job.
When an order comes in through the restaurant system, it automatically spits out the instructions to Flippy. It takes a frozen product, fries it for the precise amount of time, and puts the finished product in the end. It does it faster, more accurately, more reliably, and happier than most humans do it.
Flippy 2 has been created in a robotic lab in California called MISO after 5 years of efforts by its developers. According to the project engineers, a really good understanding of the food science is needed to make sure the food quality is there, how different food sticks together, and how the temperature and heat affect it. The MISO CEO says the machine can cook several meals with different recipes simultaneously, removing the need for catering staff.
This technology utilizes a whole bunch of computer vision. There's cameras throughout the system, including right here we have these food identification cameras. The cameras not only guide the robot and tell it exactly where it is in space and how to move through this area, but also identifies the food type, and it knows the recipe for each one.
The MISO CEO says tasks like the fry station are the kind that humans are most happy to afloat. The name Flippy comes from the original machine designed to flip burgers, which was not very useful for restaurants. A celebrated Chinese artist integrates his life experiences and the beauty of his homeland using his own distinctive style of traditional painting. Chen Jialing is known for his Chinese ink paintings. Chen brings to life the imaginative richness and culture through his depictions of landscape with every brush of color. He is most famous for breaking traditional painting techniques while staying within the framework of the art form. Chen says one of his favorite subjects is the Jianggong Mountains, especially during certain hours when the sunlight offers its own visual delights.
The composition of this painting is based on the main peak of the Jianggong Mountains, because the main peak is the most majestic and imposing, especially at noon. The sun shines on the trees, forming a contour light involving trees and the large mountains, which is extremely beautiful.
The 85-year-old artist has also used fused traditional landscape painting with modern technology. Though Chen has participated in numerous art exhibitions, but he says his first solo exhibit was held in his 70s, and that's when his career really took off. Chen says he plans to paint as much of his homeland's stunning scenery as possible during his lifetime.
Freedom is an essential virtue that is valued not only by humans but animals as well, just like two eagle owls that have been released into the wild after being born in a Madrid zoo. The two owl twins were freed after months of training to survive in the nature. First, they were taken to a big aviary to develop the necessary skills, including those for hunting prey. The aviary is designed to have a similar environment to the local mountain range. Meantime, they need to gain muscle and come to a suitable weight. After passing various skill tests, the owls are released as part of Madrid Zoo's breeding program of night birds of prey. 7 eagle owls and 11 barn owls have been released since the program was launched in 2017. However, some of them flew back seeking shelter as they failed to adapt to the nature.
On the outskirts of China's metropolis, Shanghai, a tiny island has been dubbed Cat Island as it provides shelter for stray animals. Since it opened last month, a charity based on the island is taking in cats mainly brought from Shanghai residents. These small carnivorous mammals are neutered and evaluated, and those with good temper and health are allowed to roam free on the island. The city's Stray Cats Management Center says their trap-neuter-release policy is to protect stray cats, limits their population, and maintain ecological balance. However, Shanghai has an estimated 200 stray cats per square kilometer, which means other methods will be needed to control the urban population, stray cats.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
A pair of baby panda twins make their debut appearance at the Chongqing Zoo in southwest China, with visitors flocking to cherish the abundance of cuteness.
Our returnee panda, Irshan, gave birth to the twin brother and sister on July 22nd this year. Currently, the elder brother weighs 4.3 grams and the younger sister weighs 0.6 grams. They're in good condition at present.
The twins' first public appearance was on Saturday, the first day of the week-long National Day holidays. During this week, the pair of giant panda cubs will be on display in the nursery of the panda house of the zoo. Their mother, Irshan, once lived in Canada as a goodwill envoy, but returned to her homeland in 2020. This was Irshan's second delivery of twins. A total of 21 pandas currently live in the Chongqing Zoo, which has been breeding giant pandas since the 1960s. The evolution of robots has been one of the fascinations of recent technological developments. And now the most cutting-edge achievements in that department were presented to the public during a conference in Beijing. The four-day annual World Robot Conference was held both offline and online. It featured three major events, including forum, expo, and competition. On display were more than 500 sets of robots from 130 companies from China and abroad. The conference gave an idea of how the future of humanity will be impacted by the automations. It shows how they can contribute to different sectors, from the restaurant industry and medicine to elderly care, agriculture, and manufacturing. An aircraft powered by electricity may still be some way off, but one of its types is already here thanks to a whole range of innovative solutions being developed by aviation firms. American company Aviation Aircraft has debuted its all-electric plane in Washington State. The aircraft, named Alice, took off the runway at Grand County International Airport and flew for 8 minutes. It reached an altitude of 3,500 feet before touching down the ground. According to the company, the aircraft produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate compared to usual light jets. The company says it continues to develop and tweak the plane's battery system for an hour flight.
We're targeting a design criteria of 35 minutes for a charge. And so that'll be a charge for the typical route length. It's actually, as I just said, it's actually a design point. So going back to the comment I made earlier about designing batteries for aircraft, it's one of the considerations is how quickly do we want it to charge? How much power do you want to be able to draw from it? So again, we're targeting call it 30 minutes of charge for an hour of flight time or about 2C if you're...
The company aims to find its way into the market for trips that sit between 150 and 250 miles, a range that features aircraft similar in size to Alice. It will also be for both commuter and cargo flights. For aircraft manufacturers, this paradigm shift is driving fuel savings in flight and on the ground, reducing carbon footprints and NOx emissions while also improving reliability and cutting maintenance costs. Many people of the world are supported almost completely by animals because they live in areas unsuitable for animal husbandry. But these days, even some city dwellers are making their living out of animals, like a Virginia girl. Andrea Diaz quit her job at a restaurant and started to rent her pet alpacas to cheer up steer crazy Americans during the pandemic. Since the launch of her business in 2020, it has expanded from 2 to 14 alpacas. Interestingly, 5 with fluffy pets are regularly making a paid appearance at birthdays, weddings, restaurants, and offices. She charges a starting price of $95 per hour. Diaz says the best part is when there are kids' birthday parties, but even it's really a fun for the adults. She calls alpacas a good exposure because they attract people.
In most of its habitats, the heavily trafficked pangolin faces the biggest threat from humans. But in Taiwan, these gentle creatures are exposed to quite a different danger, feral dogs. In the island, a government policy has led to a surge in the population of feral dogs. The pangolins share most of their roaming area with the stray animals. Plus, these scaly animals cannot move as fast as their attackers. When faced with danger, pangolins curl themselves into a ball shape. But the tail still remains at the most outer side, and that's where the dogs hit them hard.
Ecuador's Galapagos National Park is testing different coral replanting methods in an effort to restore fragile underwater ecosystems around local islands.
These corals are important because they are recyclers in the ocean. They convert all the CO2 into oxygen. These corals are important because they are refuges, nurseries, and nursery areas for some fish species.
Coral reef die-offs affect the marine food supply chains and are considered a major climate tipping point. The experimental project is run by park rangers and volunteers in a bay on Santa Cruz Island. Since 2020, they have tested how corals reproduce when they are placed on surfaces like bricks, cement, or tied together and strung on metal frames. They are growing samples in a nursery before adding them to bay. The rangers are reporting improvements with the appearance of new fish near the replanted corals.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Sunday, is the 19th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 24th of Mehr, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to a verse from a chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Isra, verse 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The admonition of the Quran treats well the callousness. The history of the Quran makes one disillusioned. Its beauty of harmony and its eloquence attracts the feeling soul. Its ordinances and commands uproot superstitious beliefs, and its recitation and contemplation in it cure negligence. Resource to it cures bodily diseases, and its guidelines illuminate all kinds of darkness. The Quranic healings make a difference when compared with material remedies. They do not have any side effects and are not outdated. The Quranic remedies do not have any expiry date.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
You are with today's special, and we're speaking about waiting for a better tomorrow. According to a tradition, the prophetic said waiting for a better tomorrow is also a form of worship. The formula is not a religious one. It's based on human psychology. If man's mindset turns negative, he diminishes his abilities. But if he works hard with a positive mindset, he improves his abilities. This is a law of nature, and the law of nature is irreversible. It's an accepted fact that training enhances the scope for a man, but training is not confined to professional institutions. There is another institution of training, and that is one's own mind. Positive thinking is a natural form of intellectual training. This training institution is continuously at work and progressively makes man a better personality. This is a miracle of nature, and each one of us has it in his control. Everyone can have this experience. Try it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. After losing an opportunity, it brings a lot of regret. So Imam alayhi salam again says, losing an opportunity is grief. So it means losing an opportunity brings only grief and sadness to a person. So in case we miss today, what would be the result? The result is grief and sadness. So we need to seize the opportunities before a grief chokes us. Again, the same saying, the same concept has been said in a beautiful narration, Badr al-Fursa, Qabla an takun ghussa. That is, you have to seize the opportunity to take best use of the opportunities before they are going to be turned into griefs, and that grief is going to choke you. When a person is prepared and thinks about things and is careful, he can understand the developments and changes that are going on around him or her well, and distinguish the opportunities from the fruitless times that are left for him or her, and the best way to use the opportunities. So take it before it is lost. So what we understand from the explanations that we have given up to now is that we have to understand our today. This is our today that makes our tomorrow. So we have to take opportunities. We have to think, ponder on every single action that we are doing. Actually, this has been even recommended in the instructions from the religious authorities in the Islamic sources, that we have to take care of the life, our daily lives. So this, what is technically called muraqaba, is what we are going to invest for our tomorrow. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
A new you, a power of positive thinking. This is the title of this part, and I invite you to listen to this short part. The first thing, Islam asks you to do is to think about and calmly recognize your feelings about what has befallen you. It may be that you dislike a thing which is good for you and that you like a thing which is bad for you. God knows and you know not. This concept is in chapter Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 216. Who knows? Perhaps something good comes from something bad. Perhaps an opportunity is wrapped within a calamity. As the saying goes, every cloud has a silver lining. Who knows? Perhaps difficult comes through good management, lead to better days, and positive outcomes emerge from an unpleasant, difficult, or even painful situation. Great personalities have thrived in tough environments, putting the responsibility over their shoulders, not behind their backs. They accepted their bitter circumstances while giving free rein to their skills to transform their reflection into a gift. As previous episode of today's special under this title, we'll look at one of the things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. On previous episode, we speak about meditate, and today we speak about exercise, exercising and eating healthy. Hopefully, you still have at least 1 meal and some spare time left over in your day. Choose healthy, nutritionally rich food for the remainder of your meals, including whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Fruits and vegetables are always good choices. This will give you a more energy and a better mood to start your day with, giving you a huge head start. Exercise too, even in the evening, can help you relieve stress and give you more energy. It will also help you sleep better, which means you'll wake up tomorrow morning feeling more refreshed and more fully rested.
Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam in Munajat al-Ta'ibin, he says, Allahumma in kana min al-nadami in kana al-nadamu ala al-dhanbi tawbatan fa inni wa'azzatika min al-nadimin. If feeling remorseful for sins that we've committed is repentance, then I, by your grace, I feel remorseful for what I've done. I feel regretful for what I've done. Of course, Imam Zain al-Abidin is errorless. He's sinless. But he's teaching us. He's teaching us how to overcome a past and to look forward to a future. He's not saying this for himself. He's saying this for his companions, for his followers, for his lovers, those who follow his school of thought. Allah Azza wa Jal forgives, my dear friends, no matter what we've committed in the past, any sort of sin, any sort of mistake that we've committed in the past, if we are remorseful and regretful and we repent to Allah and we want to start new, Allah will start fresh with us. Allah will open a new page with us. Allah is ready, Allah is willing to start fresh with us if we are willing to start fresh. If we are willing to start a new chapter in our lives and overcome our past mistakes and make amends for our past mistakes, Allah will start fresh with us. Allah will forgive.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
What you heard was an IRIB English Radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.